Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
So are you going to start your new career with the Kiss cover band?
Yeah.
Steve-O, I have to give you credit. He is still wearing the face paint that Jessica Moraine Glomp, hair and makeup, put on earlier today at Big Boy.
I am only wearing it because I saw how hard of a time you were getting it off, and I'm like, I'm just going home afterwards and completely getting in a hot shower. And
I still look a little jaundiced, don't I?
Yeah, a little bit. You do? There's a little bit of a G on your face still.
I know. What am I going to do? I actually had to go get like turpentine to get it off, so thanks for that. Thanks for buying such cheap face paint, buddy.
Hey, it said face paint. I thought it would come right off. I didn't know it was kind of permanent.
I don't know, was it Krylon face paint? I don't know. Rust-Oleum? Anyway, we had fun today at Big Boy. Thanks to everybody that came out and saw us get our wager of pride taken care of. And now, we are all square.
We are all square.
You can check out the pictures at Adam Carpenter's Outdoor Show.
Or
on Facebook.
You could also watch the TV 6 News tonight at 6 o'clock.
That's true. TV cameras were there to enhance our embarrassment.
Yes.
But you actually picked your daughter up from school painted like that?
Yeah. I got some strange looks in the high school parking lot, that's for sure.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, there's a lot of little stuff to talk about today. Tiger's struggling in Dubai big time.
Yeah, he is.
77.
Yeah, he's 12 shots off the lead. And he's never shot worse than 75 there. And the last time he won there, he had 24 birdies on one weekend.
He didn't have any this week.
Well,
so far.
One day so far. Not a PGA Tour event. That's going on the Waste Management Phoenix Open. Going on.
Which, by the way, have you heard the ticket sales numbers there?
It's unbelievable. Isn't it?
Like 600,000 people bought tickets to go to this over the 4 days.
Yeah. And I know people that have gone to it. They said it's just crazy. And I think Sunday, I could be wrong, but I think they play is early, really early.
Could be.
So it's over right before the Super Bowl.
That would make sense.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, think about it. It's Phoenix, so it's 3 hours. Well, I think it's only 2 hours behind. They don't do time change thing. Couldn't think of what I was thinking of. Yeah. Arizona doesn't do the time.
I can't even take you serious with this face paint.
I can't take myself serious. It's horrid.
Anyway.
And then you gave me a size medium small woman Barry Sanders jersey. You gave me his jersey from when he was in eighth grade.
It was like Chris Farley, fat guy in a little coat skin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, nice.
All right, so you're not that bad. Come on. Not that bad. Come on.
Okay.
Do you hear Larry Fitzgerald retire or is returning?
He's returning.
He's not retiring.
Remember, we just talked about this yesterday?
Yeah.
Now I think Carson Palmer's coming.
But he did not confirm that he is returning.
Larry Fitzgerald did now. Yes.
Just today he did.
Yes.
Not yesterday.
Right. And yesterday we said maybe it's going to be tied to whether Larry Fitzgerald is coming back or not. So now I bet you Carson Palmer will play another year.
By the way, for those of you that don't realize how prolific Fitzgerald is, he's 33 years old, by the way. So, I mean, he's not a spring chicken, but he's still got some prime years left. He ranks ninth in NFL career receiving yards, 14,389. Another 1,000-yard season would put him third behind Jerry Rice, Terrell Owens, that would be it. Terrell Owens is number two, so long way behind Jerry Rice.
But he's also old.
33 is not... I mean, I know it's old by NFL standards.
Unless you're Jerry
Rice. I still think he's got another good year left in him.
Oh, yeah.
Like
he's got a couple good
high
years.
Level
oh,
year.
Yeah. He had a great year this year. He led the NFL in catches.
So...
And Colts punter Pat McAfee is retiring.
That's crazy.
At the age of 29. He's had 3 knee surgeries. But he also does stand-up comedy.
That's what he wanted to do.
Stand-up comedy in the past couple off seasons, he's done it. And he made his announcement on Comedy Central. He plans to work for Barstool Sports.
There you go.
Yeah. But 29, retiring, and he's leaving.
Apparently he's going to owe like a $400,000 signing bonus, too.
Yeah, he had 2 years left on his five-year $14.5 million contract.
So he's leaving millions of dollars on the table, and he owes him $400,000.
We shall see. Yeah. The owner can waive that if he wants to.
Let's see. Oh, I think we should take a break now, and then... Well, just give a Quick update. Tomorrow night, you're going to be at the Red Wing game. We'll talk on the phone.
Yes.
They play the Islanders at the Joe.
Never been there.
I'm sure Mrazek's probably slated to start now.
Why?
I just think so. I think they're going to start Mrazek after...
Was it Kuro's fault that they gave up two shorthanded goals?
No, it wasn't. I'm not saying it was, but I
hope it's Kuro. That'd be great.
I would much rather have you see Kuro than...
Yeah, it'd be great.
Anyway. All right, so we'll be right back. Second half coming up. Got some Roger Goodell comments and some interesting little Super Bowl factoids.
A little preview of who we're going to pick, but not our pick officially.
Big Boy Sports Recap, second half coming up. Oh, you look like a wrestler. Nacho!
Come in from the cold to Big Boy Marquette for a delicious, warm cup of made-from-scratch soup. Pick your cup of made-from-scratch soup at Big Boy. Tomato basil bisque, broccoli cheddar, vegetable beef, cream of broccoli with ham, chicken noodle, cabbage, loaded baked potato, or zesty chicken tortilla. Pair your soup with the perfect half sandwich or petite salad. Come in from the cold to a warm cup of delicious made-from-scratch soup at Big Boy Marquette.
Marquette, Big Boy.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap. Steve-O still in face paint regalia. Thank you for returning my Barry Sanders jersey. I appreciate
that. The only Lion jersey I would have wore. I guess I would have wore whatever you brought me. But I was happy that it was Barry Sanders. Because he is my favorite Lion of all time.
Greatest running back in the NFL of all time.
I don't think that's true.
Come on.
I think would have been the greatest running back in the NFL had he played longer.
Well, just because he's not on paper doesn't mean he wasn't.
Jim
it's
Brown.
My opinion.
What about Jim Brown?
No.
He quit after 8 years.
Jim Brown, fourth best running back in the NFL.
Oh, and now you have a list?
Yep, I sure do.
Who's second? Emmitt Smith?
Emmitt Smith.
Oh, my. And Marshall Faulk.
You think Marshall Faulk? Actually, he's not even in my top five.
Okay.
We'll actually do this another day when we need to kill time.
Well, you got to at least say who the third was.
Nope. I'm going to make you guess. I'm going to make you guess. So.
By another line, Melfar.
No, it was not. Come on. Speaking of Melfar, did you see he was diagnosed with CTE?
Yeah.
He's
scary.
So, I don't even know where to go with that. I just wanted to talk about Roger Goodell because I don't like him.
Okay.
Who does?
I don't like him either, and I can't believe how much they pay the NFL commissioner. It's like $45 million a year. And for what? I want to know what his day-to-day duties are. Seriously. I mean, like this Sunday. Oh, I got to go watch a Super Bowl and then hand the trophy to the winner. Wow, that sounds like a long day.
What if it's Tom Brady?
It's going to be great.
Deflate
That's the
gate.
Only reason I want to see the Patriots win. Nah, I want to see him win, too, because Brady's a Michigan quarterback.
Do you really? I'm rooting for the Falcons.
I'm rooting for the Falcons just because they beat the Packers. And I can say, well, the Packers lost to the team that won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, okay, whatever works for you. Whatever helps you sleep at night there, buddy. Roger Goodell took
Watching
stage in Houston to basically field questions. He was asked everything from Deflategate to the Raiders' home in 2017. And one issue that stood out was speeding up the pace of play. With ratings down.
Yes.
They believe.
Did you see the biggest one that I've always agreed with? Cutting out commercials, one of which I hate. They have a commercial. They score a touchdown, okay? Then they have the commercial after the touchdown. Then they kick off. Then they have another commercial right after the kickoff. That's the one commercial he's talking about cutting out. So, you know, it could be six a game. But guess what happens to that? I guarantee it. It's going to speed up play, but it's going to raise the price of commercials because there's going to be less commercials.
Or they're just going to put more in halftime or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Or if 2-minute warnings, or you know what I mean? It's good. It's not like they're going to give up revenue. They're too greedy for that,
right?
So,
but that's the big one they're talking about, and putting a time limit on instant replays.
Also, from the extra point to the ensuing kickoff. I guess that's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
one of the things. As far as officials go, they could be reviewing plays and tab on the tablets in the future rather than going under the hood. That was another thing.
Are you going to get as good a view, though?
I don't know.
I wonder how big the screen is under the hood.
No, it's time to make you feel... Oh, by the way, Blues fire Mike Hitchcock. Did you see that?
I did not.
St. Louis Blues fired Ken Hitchcock. Excuse me. Mike Yao takes over I had Mike and Ken mixed up. So
that sounds like a bad night for you.
Anyway,
all right.
Super Bowl factoids. Let's see how smart you are.
Okay.
I was quizzed this morning on JR and Friends. What player holds the record for fumbles in the Super Bowl?
Tom Brady.
Roger Staubach.
Okay.
Who also is on the list for top four touchdown passes of all time. I just gave you the first one. Roger Staubach. He has 8. Who else is above him on that list?
Tom Brady.
Well, Tom Brady is number 1 with 13.
Okay. There we go. I got that.
Bradshaw's 9. Who's at 11?
Staubach.
No, he's at 8.
Oh. You got me.
Joe Montana.
Oh, duh. That was an easy one.
I thought so, too, but you were stumbling.
You know.
What current NFL teams have never played in a Super Bowl? There's 4 of them.
Lions.
Thanks.
Browns.
Yep.
Texans.
Yep.
Jaguars.
Yes. Very good.
Oh, man.
Ding, ding.
Well, I knew the Lions.
What company sponsors the MVP of the Super Bowl every year?
Gillette? I don't know.
Come on. I just won the Super Bowl and...
Disney World?
I'm going to Disneyland. Oh, yeah. All right.
Bad
Disney.
Today. I got the 4 teams that weren't in the Super Bowl.
I'll talk to you on your string and tin can tomorrow from the Joe.
Sounds good.
Big Boy Sports Recap. The Outdoor Show.